Hi, welcome to Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture from Southwest Michigan. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The Grand Rapids band A-OK is known for its energy on stage. It combines R&B vocals, electronica, and electric guitar into something you can't help but dance to. Guitarist Kyle Sullivan and vocalist Angela Teeple say the band's energy on stage is infectious.
People see how much we're putting into it and we're moving, so it's like, all right, they can kind of...
So it's okay. It kind of allows them to move.
Yeah. Exactly. An invitation to get as weird as you want.
A-OK will perform tonight at Bell's Brewery. Sullivan and Teeple, the main duo in the band, say their different writing styles are the key to creating the band's unique sound.
I think with that first song with Paper Mache, you know, I had pretty much done a completely instrumental track with the guitar and everything. And then when Angela wrote her vocal to it, it was like completely nothing I would have written or thought of, you know. So that was just the moment where I was like, okay, yeah, this is great. Because then you're bringing something that, and it's every song, I won't even tell you sometimes, but I'll... like come up with a vocal idea but won't show it to her, and then she'll come up with something totally different, and way better. I love it. So
that's that kind of speaks to the way that we write. I think that, you know, we'll kind of separately come up with our own ideas and then come together, and then, you know, the collaboration comes into play where we start piecing songs together. So it's really like Kyle will come with an idea. I will take it and kind of on my own just like play with it and come back to him with some options. And then we just start building it from there. And I think that like really helps us kind of maintain our own perspective on the song. And then we come together, and that's where we just sort of like kind of mix it in and make it make sense, I guess.
Teeple and Sullivan live in Grand Rapids now, but they grew up in Traverse City. They've gone to school together since grade school, but didn't actually become a band until they got into college. Actually, separate colleges. Sullivan went to Michigan State University, and Teeple went to Grand Valley State. It all started when Sullivan formed a cover band called Egon, and then Teeple jumped in.
Kyle and some mutual friends had a band, and I sort of... weaseled my way into it, I think. I'm pretty sure I just asked if I could be in it, like a jerk.
Started out singing like one or two songs, and then quickly became the lead singer.
Mm-hmm. It kind of worked out because their lead singer, I think, departed like right when I asked if I could start singing with them. And so it worked out, and we played a lot. We did, you know, the bar scene and did a lot of weddings and casinos and things like that. So
funk and like sort of jam and R&B, all that sort of mixed together, some classic rock, Pink Floyd and Zeppelin. And so everything from there to Michael Jackson, Prince, so Stevie Wonder.
It was a lot of fun. We got people to dance, and that was pretty much our main objective.
Yeah.
A lot has happened for the band in the past year. They got a drummer, Johnny Tornga. Teeple says he helped the band to translate a lot of that recorded electronic music to the stage.
It changes the energy. You know, definitely having a live drummer can change how we interact with one another, and then also how the crowd interacts. I think that just being able to see somebody hitting a drum, it might help them, help the crowd kind of understand the kind of move to the music. Because for a while, when it was just the two of us, people were just a little bit confused about what exactly are you guys doing up there? Do you need a bass player? Because I play bass.
We had offers all the
time. Had so many offers for people to join our band. And, you know, having that drummer, he acts as an anchor. So the live performance, it just kind of makes more sense. But also just having his influence, he's very musically minded. He's done a lot of different things besides drumming. So it kind of just helps us as we're thinking about new songs and developing the songs into other things.
AOK also signed with a small Grand Rapids record label called Hot Capicola. Hot Capicola oversees just 5 bands. Teeble says being on a smaller label has helped them to feel like more than just a number.
Luke is everything that we're not. He's super organized and, you know, he really handles the management, the business end of it well for us. But he approached us and, you know, we were kind of hesitant, I guess. We didn't understand really what that meant to sign to something, and but he came at it with a really open approach, a very honest approach, and said, you know, like, I want what's best for you guys, and if at any point you're not feeling that way, then, you know, we can dissolve this. And so we really, you know, we just kind of had to put trust in each other ultimately, and it's worked out really well.
Coming from that as like kind of being the opening, it kind of gave us relief. Okay, this isn't like, you know, all rights are being signed over.
And the band is working on a new album with Hot Capicola. Sullivan says they don't know when that will be out, but they're gearing up to record soon. This next album is going to be all about collaboration, they say. Teeple says they're planning to get help from artists Tunde Ilanaran out of Flint and the group Gosh Pith out of Detroit.
They write and record at this place called Assemble in Detroit, and we were invited to come work on a couple of our songs over there. It's a very collaborative effort, and I think that our goal is to continue to learn and develop like our songwriting craft and working with other producers. As we'd mentioned earlier, it's just the two of us, and what we really want to do is just start collaborating with more artists, get new ideas, and start really sort of adding some polish to the ideas that we have, getting some different feedback, some different collaboration, and some new production. So that we just can take it to that next level.
You could kind of, I'll just take it, maybe a step back of being absolutely like in control of everything, where you have someone else's perspective in there.
It's gonna be hard.
Yeah, it's
gonna
be hard.
It'll be good.
We're excited for it, you know. So.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to check our egos at the door when we start collaborating with other people, but I think that that's the key, is to just get uncomfortable so that we can continue to develop.
AOK will open for Flint Eastwood tonight, along with The Outer Vibe and The Class Axe. The show starts at 9. To hear a longer interview with AOK, visit our website. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You can hear Arts and More Fridays and Saturdays on WMUK, and check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.